You're listening to Hey Bitches Podcast, episode 133. Bitches. What is up, you guys? It's your girl, Carly. Welcome back to Hey Bitches Podcast. Hope you guys are having an incredible day. Today, we are back at it again with another podcast episode all about ADHD. Now, this is actually a very popular episode that a lot of you guys really loved. I've received a lot of DMs about it. I always have questions from you guys about ADHD, how I manage my ADHD, all of that. And I did really, really deep dive into that in the other episode. And today I kind of wanted to talk through where I'm at now. So if you haven't listened to the other episode, please go listen to it. I will link it in the show notes down below. And today what I really wanted to do was run through my new outlook or my new lifestyle, if you will, about my ADHD medication. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. All right, so first things first, by the title, today we're going to talk all about why I stopped taking my ADHD medication and then why I went back. To give you a quick backstory, if you've never listened to the other podcast, I will give you kind of like a quick TLDR spark notes, okay? I have ADHD, obviously. I was diagnosed at like 13, 14. I went through tons of different types of pills and I was basically on and off of it my entire school career. So I got diagnosed in like junior high and I was on and off of it for my entire basically junior high school year. I took a gap year and then I got into university. And then in my like 3 years of university, or my 4 years, because I was in university for 5 years. In my 4 years of university, also kind of took it here and there, but I hadn't changed my prescription from since I was like first diagnosed. Obviously, it was very ineffective. But in my last year of my undergrad, I ended up switching prescriptions and I went on something new. Honestly, if we're being completely honest, it was less about wanting to focus on my ADHD in my fourth year of university, and it was more about the stress of being fourth year, doing social media full-time, having a full-time job, doing all those things. I was so chaotic and scattered and I just like didn't have good systems in place. I wasn't medicated for my ADHD, all of it. I was like, okay, I need to make a change. And clearly I knew that I had ADHD and I, like I said, I didn't have any systems in place, wasn't on medication or anything. So I was like, okay, well, that is a route that I can go to. And so I did it and I got a prescription from my doctor and I went on 10 milligrams of Bifenton as my like first prescription after I was on my Ritalin. Because when I was a child, an actual child, when I was like 13, 14, I got prescribed Ritalin. I honestly do not remember the dosage of it, but I was on Ritalin. Once I got my 10 milligrams of Bifenton, you go through your whole trial period. You do this with your doctor. I also probably should have started the episode off like this, but obviously I am not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. I am simply just sharing with you my own experience in hopes that it is helpful for you, or if you're navigating ADHD, ADD right now and you're trying to like find resources, that this is a resource for you. But please don't take any of this word as fact and always consult your medical professionals. I was on my 10 milligrams of Bifenton. I was working my way up all of this. I eventually stopped at 40 milligrams of Bifenton daily was my prescription. And I was on them until about like May or June of 2021. And here's the thing. You may ask yourself, Carly, I guess you're not Carly. You may ask me, Carly, why did you stop taking your prescription? What the fuck? And the simple answer is my prescription ran out. I didn't want to call my doctor and get a new one. And I also am kind of on the thinking, I'm very like half and half with this. I just like don't want to be on medication forever. And I really wanted to see how my life would be if I wasn't taking my ADHD medication all the time. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you, this was like a very risky thing to do considering that last year was such a busy year for me. I probably had the busiest year I've ever had in my life in terms of like business and just amount of work that I was doing. And I had just moved out and I had to unpack and I had all these other things and I was hiring people and I was XYZ. There was so much going on that like in hindsight, maybe this wasn't a good idea. But it happened and I did it. I also kind of am of the thinking as well that I believe that there is a time and a place for ADHD medication and also to how they match the season of the work that I'm doing. And I know I just said that maybe doing that in the middle of like the busiest time of my year wasn't really smart and probably wasn't. However, I do kind of still hold this type of thinking. And so for me personally, the holidays is the busiest time of my year. I take them more consistently, I would say, then versus like Q2, Q3, which are like my typically slower types of months or quarters. It's not full Q2 and full Q3. It's kind of like the last month of Q2 and the first months of Q3, like the places where I'm not as busy, I would say. So that's kind of where I get 50-50 on taking my ADHD medication. But something I should also say too is that I'm also very much of the thinking that like I don't need ADHD medication every single day. I also should say too, obviously your dosage is your dosage and your instructions are your instructions. Mine says take it every day and I don't do that. I take mine Monday through Friday when I am working and I need that extra focus, like little extra kick in the ass type of thing versus taking it on the weekends where I'm now at a point where I have a lot of really good strategies and a lot of good schedules and a lot of good like systems that keeps me less distracted and, you know, all of the, I guess, negative side effects of ADD. And I have all of those in place so that I don't have to medicate myself. And that's kind of where I've kind of come to the conclusion with this episode. We'll talk about that more. But I, like I said, I believe that there is a time and a place for it. And I stopped taking them because I just wanted to see what the vibes were. And a lot, honestly, happened. Okay. So something that I do struggle with that I've done a whole podcast episode on is dysthymia. Dysthymia essentially is persistent mild depression. And there are different kinds. Obviously, there's depression major, which is like, you know, the big chemically imbalance. You go on depression medication, you do all those things, that side. Dysthymia is like the complete opposite side. Obviously, the opposite side of depression is not depressed, but it's on the other side. But dysthymia essentially is low grade persistent depression. So while I am not, I guess, on a sliding scale depressed enough to go on any type of depressive medication, I am still going through periods of depression. I struggle with dysthymia. And like I said, I did a whole podcast episode about it. When I'm in like dysthymic episodes and I'm going through like my little dysthymia episodes for however long that they last, they make me so unmotivated to literally do anything. And I was actually in a dysthymic episode when my prescription ran out and I just had absolutely no will to fill my prescription. I had no will to fucking help myself, which is what the ADHD medication does for me, obviously. My dysthymia like really won out in that one, if we're gonna be honest. I also thought though, because I was doing the bare minimum, even though I really wasn't, in my head for some reason I convinced myself I wasn't really doing a lot of things, but because I thought I was doing the bare minimum, I also didn't really need to be taking medication. And I think that this kind of comes from my false sense in the systems that I originally had. It being like, oh, well, I'll just write down a list and like that's like having a system and I'll be like, I'll do all the things on the list and then I'll be good, which just is not true and obviously did not work out for me. I just thought, oh, well, that's like basic work. That's like repetitive work. That's like just following the list. Like all I have to do is fucking follow the list. And then if anybody has ADHD, you know that it's actually kind of hard to just follow the list. And so I thought because I was doing the bare minimum in my mind, I didn't need to be taking my medication. And something that I think that is actually very interesting that I learned now that I look back and I reflect and I do all those things, not taking my medication actually probably contributed to the ongoing of my dysthymia at that point. So like not taking my medication continued to keep me in this dysthymic episode because I had no motivation to do anything except for like literally what needed to be done. And that was it. So essentially, I guess, in that way, it was the bare minimum. Wanted to do nothing more than what I needed to do to essentially survive and to keep my job. And I look back on that now and I think, wow, if my ADHD medication wouldn't have run out essentially right in the middle of my dysthymic episode, would things have been different for me? Because your ADHD medication like does focus you and it motivates you. And obviously like it's not like a drug that you take and suddenly you're like motivated. It's like a miracle motivation drug, but I guess you just get more focused and that's what the medication is for. You get more focused. So if you're like really motivated to do a task, it will help you to complete that task and do that task. And something that's really big about depression is that doing a task is the hardest fucking thing ever. I've talked about this on YouTube with my current therapist. You know, this is not in the time that I was experiencing this. This is like now in the present. But my current new in-person therapist was telling me about the 5-minute rule. And I preach this all of the time now that I've learned it. But essentially, he says that this is something that they use in a lot of people who have depression majora. Literally, you do a task for 5 minutes and you say, okay, I'm gonna do this for 5 minutes. And if the end of the 5 minutes, you're like, this was the worst fucking experience of my life. I never wanna do it again. You can stop. But more often than not, after the 5 minutes, you're like, okay, I could probably keep going. And so obviously I didn't know this when I was off of my medication and all of that, because I didn't wanna do a fucking single thing. My apartment was a disaster. My life honestly was disorganized. I had horrible otherwise mental health despite going to therapy, despite doing these things. I do think that me continuing to take my ADHD medication might have given me the little bit of the kick, what I now know as to be the 5-minute rule, would have given me. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like if I would have continued to take my medication, I would have like probably been able to get out of it faster because I would have been a little bit more focused and a little bit more organized and less scattered than I was in that moment. Eventually, I did come out of my dysthymic episode. Eventually, it took a long time, I'm not gonna lie. I came out of my dysthymic episode and I wanted to stop maintaining my life and I wanted to start excelling in it. And I think this, you know, directly does correlate to the dysthymic episode I went through and my dysthymia and my depression and all of that kind of stuff. I think that wanting to stop just maintaining and wanting to excel really came from that, because like I said, I was essentially doing the bare minimum, the like least to survive. Once I finally kind of got out of that, I was like, I want to start excelling. Like, I want to start being that bitch. I want to keep going. I want to do these things. And I was noticing too as well that like Bifenton was good for me, but I was like, I think I need to change because I feel like I'm hitting a ceiling. And if I'm hitting a ceiling, even when I took like, you know, all this time off of it, I just don't think it's working for me in the way that it needs to. And so I called my doctor and I ended up switching my types of medication. So now I am on Vyvanse. For you guys who would like a quick mid medication recap, I started off with Ritalin and then I went on Bifenton and now I am on Vyvanse. And so I have a ton of friends who have been on Vyvanse before and they've really liked it. And these are like have been friends who have been on it for like years. And it's not like, you know, it's just all people who suddenly just got on ADHD medication or suddenly did all these things. Like, I have a lot of friends who also have ADHD. It's very, very typical and very common. And so one of my friends, we've known each other for like 12 years at this point. And he was telling me when he first got on it that he really liked it too. He started taking it in his first year of university and all of that. And I was like, okay. And then one of my other friends went on it and she really loved it. And I was like, okay, well, I'm seeing the people around me who also have ADHD really enjoy Vyvanse. So I'll see if I can explore that option with my doctor. And so I did. And eventually, like I said, I am on Vyvanse now. And I honestly really, really like it. And here's the thing. You might be like, Carly, well, there's all of these different types. Like, why didn't you just take Adderall? Which I think is like the one when people think about ADD and ADHD, they're like, oh, well, Adderall is the one. Here's kind of what I think. I think that my ADHD is not bad enough to warrant doing Adderall. And I just really think that it's too strong for me. I've honestly never taken Adderall, but I do know myself when I have taken my Bifenton and when I have taken my Vyvanse, and I do have points of like very intense focus, and I just feel like Adderall would just be too fucking much, because it is a different, you know, Bifenton and Vyvanse, those two alone are just different types of amphetamines, right? Like at the end of the day, like all stimulants or whatever amphetamines, but they're just different types of stimulants. You know, they don't have a one-to-one ratio. I wasn't taking 10 milligrams of Bifenton and 10 milligrams of Vyvanse. Like, they are different. And then Adderall is the same thing. It is a different formula, and it, I guess, targets and like helps out different levels of ADHD. And that's why there's obviously different kinds of medication. But Adderall just doesn't seem appealing to me. And I don't know if it's maybe because we see it so much on the mainstream media of like Adderall being this insane study drug and this insane like focus thing. And people are like, I haven't slept in 4 days. I took like one Adderall. And I was just like, that doesn't sound appealing to me, honestly. I love my 9 hours of sleep. I like to not feel like I'm cracked out at all times. I like to have the high that I come off of. I like not being like that. I don't want that intense, crazy amount of focus. And I also feel like I don't need it. And that's kind of where I'm currently at with Adderall. And like I said, I'm not a fucking doctor. So if you feel like you would be good on Adderall, then ask your doctor about it. But that's kind of where I was at in terms of medication and why I did the Vyvanse route versus the Adderall route, because I do feel like Vyvanse is, like I said, it's different structurally than Bifenton. And I think it is a little bit more intense. I don't need the intensity of the Adderall. And so I don't think my ADHD is bad enough to warrant Adderall. It feels too strong for me, but Vyvanse does feel like a step up from Bifenton, and that is currently feeling very nice. And so actually at the time that I wrote these podcast notes, I'll like give you guys kind of the podcast note vibes, because I've now been on it for a while since I wrote these notes, but I said that it's going so far so good. At the time that I wrote this, I said, I haven't been taking it for that long. I'm increasing my dose by 10 milligrams every 5 days, and I'm currently taking 20 milligrams, which has been good. To give you guys kind of an update on that, my doctor ended up telling me I could take it up to 40 milligrams a day, which was the same dosage as my Bifenton. However, ADHD medications like Bifenton and Vyvanse, like I said, are not one-to-ones. So just because I was taking 40 of Bifenton doesn't mean I needed to take 40 of Vyvanse. I was upping my dosage every 5 days and I landed on 30 milligrams, and I have continued on 30 milligrams, and I think that it is really good for me. I think that that is like the dosage where I am at. I think that 40 might be too much. Who knows? I guess we'll see as I continue. I'm coming on like almost 6 months of the new dosage, like the new full dosage. So I don't really think that anything drastically will change that needs to put me at the 40, but I'm on 30 milligrams of Vyvanse right now. I would say daily, but that is a lie. I only take, like I said, my ADHD medication Monday through Friday on days like where I see the return on the work that I'm putting in, essentially. I don't like to take it, like I said, I don't like to take it on Saturdays and Sundays because those are supposed to be days off for me anyways. And I do take it. I take my ADHD medication like essentially for the reason that I am in a job that is pulling my attention 1800 different directions at once at all times, right? Because I literally do the internet, I do social media, and it's all designed to grab your attention at all time. Didn't have the strategies and the medication and all of those things, I would get way more distracted throughout my day, and I would like not be a good boss. I would not be a good employee. I would not be like serving the best interest of my business or anything like that. And so that's why I do take it Monday through Friday, but I can be a normal person on the fucking weekends and after work, you know? I don't need, like I said, I think that the biggest thing is I've had ADHD for so long that I have figured out additional systems where I can cope with my ADHD outside of my medication. And I would love to get into that in a little bit. Because of those reasons, I guess, I don't take it on the weekends and it works for me. Obviously, my prescription says take it daily, and I'm sure there's a lot of science behind why you should be taking it consistently like that. But I do think that, I mean, I do take it consistently. I take it consistently Monday through Friday. So I don't know. That's just me personally. I've had no problems, but I do take it, like I said, Monday through Friday. Now, here's the thing. I guess here's the downside of taking Vyvanse and other stimulants and things like that, like your Bifentons, your Adderalls, your Ritalin, essentially anything, like I said, that's like an amphetamine, is that you lose your appetite. Your doctor obviously will tell you about all the side effects of any medication that you're taking. But for me, I've taken so many different versions that literally every single time they talk about your appetite. And even when I just recently refilled my prescription, and even when I did that, my doctor once again asked me about my appetite and all of those kinds of things. And so I would love to talk really quick about Vyvanse and appetite specifically, because Vyvanse is actually the only approved binge eating drug in Canada, but it is also obviously an approved ADHD drug. Now, when I first went on Bifenton, this is wild, you guys. When I first went on Bifenton, when I was doing my 10 and my 20 and all of that before I went on Vyvanse, a lot of you guys, I guess I shouldn't say you guys, but like a lot of people on the internet actually stopped calling me body positive and all of this because how much weight that I lost. And I also, you know, I think it's bullshit if you really think about it, about body positivity and all of that, but I actually lost like, I would say 20 pounds or maybe 25 pounds in the course of like 3 months, because it was suppressing my appetite because I was on the adjustment period of my new stimulant. And at this time too, I was also doing TikTok dances every single day. So I was doing high energy dances and I was burning these calories essentially, but I also wasn't eating, was like losing this weight. And people, like I said, were stopping calling me body positive because I was losing this weight. And obviously I wasn't doing any of it intentionally. I was just trying to manage my ADHD, but it is and was a side effect of taking any type of stimulant because you're just so hyped up and you're so focused and you're whatever. And your brain is honestly just satisfied at all times that you're like, oh, well, I don't need to eat. I don't need the energy. The Bifenton, the Vyvanse, the Adderall, the whatever is giving me the energy. That is crazy. And so at the time that I wrote this, these podcast notes, I said that currently I'm experiencing appetite suppression again, but I think a huge part of it is it being a binge eating drug plus a stimulant, it'll probably mellow out. And I really wanted to talk about this specifically as well because of the fact that Vyvanse is a binge eating drug and also is an ADHD drug. You would think that those two together would be the worst ever, right? You'd be like, oh my fucking God, you will never eat ever. And listen, my first month that I started taking it, it was hell. I didn't feel like hell, but I look back on it and I was barely eating anything. I honestly would be surprised if I was eating like 1,000 calories a day, and that's super unhealthy, but it was just my reality in taking Vyvanse, being a stimulant, but also being a binge eating drug. I say this to you because I want to be completely transparent and completely honest. I think that a lot of the times ADHD medication really gets touted to people as like the one-stop shop of the solution of ADD. However, there are the sides like this, which to me seem unhealthy. The adjustment period of taking it seems unhealthy. Having your appetite suppressed feels unhealthy, especially too, because then you're underfeeding yourself. Maybe you're like working out more or whatever because you have all this energy, but you're not properly giving yourself any type of nutrition. You know, you're not, unless you're like really focused on it. When you're so focused on other things that you're finally getting done, like you're that health piece, I guess, kind of falls to the wayside. No longer, I guess, are you maybe eating out of boredom or are part of this routine or whatever, because you don't feel hungry. You don't feel like you want to eat. You don't feel like these things. So you just ignore it and you go about your day and then you wake up and you take another pill and the cycle happens all over again. And here's the thing. I did write that I was experiencing appetite suppression, but I also said, I think it'll probably mellow out. Because I think one of the biggest things that you also need to realize as well is that when you are in a stimulant and you are adjusting to the stimulant, you do have that adjustment period. It is a side effect of ADHD medication, but it's an adjustment period. It's not a lifestyle change. It's not like I'd be taking Vyvanse and I would never eat again because I would never have an appetite ever again. It just doesn't happen like that. You do have an adjustment period and you do figure it out. Eventually, your body does chill. You get into a good cycle. You get into a good rhythm where it still helps you with your ADHD and whatever other problems, I guess, that it's addressing. You're no longer, you know, you don't have appetite suppressant. You don't have any of those types of things. And so that is currently where I am at. Like I said, I've been on this for, I guess, almost 6 months on my new dosage and my new medication now. While I did have appetite suppression and all of that when I first started taking it, I do find that don't have it as much as I used to. And I say as much as because in my specific situation, like I said, Vyvanse is also a binge eating drug on top of being ADHD medication. And so while I have never been formally diagnosed, I should say, with binge eating disorder, I talked through it with my doctor, and my doctor said that I definitely do show signs of binge eating disorder. And that is also a big reason why I'm now on Vyvanse. So it's kind of like a killing two birds, one stone type of thing. And here's kind of what I've experienced on the binge eating side. And like I said, I've never been formally diagnosed. So like, please don't come for my throat because I don't really know much about it besides it in the context of ADHD. Here's what I've experienced on almost the binge eating side of taking ADHD medication. So like I said, you get appetite suppressant and whatever when you start new stimulants. However, what I have noticed now that I've been on it for a while and I have like a regular appetite again is that while I have a regular appetite, what I do find is that it is suppressing the amount of food that I eat. And this also is like, you know, like I said, I've never been formally diagnosed with binge eating, but I was like, wow, okay, well, maybe I do have it. There are times where I'm like, oh, I'm gonna eat this whole thing. And then I just can't fucking do it. As much as I want to, or as much as I, you know, type of thing, I can't fucking do it. And I think, okay, well, maybe that is like a sign on the binge eating side that I did have undiagnosed binge eating disorder. I don't know if I really do. I never really talked to my doctor about it again, because it's not something that is like fucking with my life, I don't think. I have noticed though, like I said, if I'm eating something and I'm eating something, or, you know, it could be literally anything too. That's another thing. It is not even just like a junk food thing or just like a bad food thing. It could be like anything. I've just been more in tune and I guess more aware of how much I'm eating and what is full versus like wanting to be done. And that has been really eye-opening to me. And I guess even recording this podcast, I'm like, maybe I should call my doctor and be like, yo, we should look into this, because maybe this is something that I deal with that I had no idea about, never been looked into. But that is, I guess, my current experience with ADHD medication, or I guess Vyvanse specifically being an ADHD medication, also a binge eating drug. Now, I should say that, like I said, I do have like a regular appetite back. I still do eat. I eat multiple meals a day. I don't have appetite suppression anymore or anything like that. And you do get it back. And I think that is really important to say, because also too, you shouldn't be taking things like Adderall or Bifenton or Vyvanse or anything, the primary goal being weight loss, because that's really not what they're for. And you shouldn't be abusing them like that. Obviously, like I said, I'm not a fucking doctor, but that's kind of how I feel. But I just did want to say I did get my appetite back and I'm very happy about it. And all in all, I am also very happy to be back on medication, but I still don't want to be on stimulants all of the fucking time for the rest of my life, because like I said, I was diagnosed when I was like 14. So it's been, I turned 26 this year. So it's been almost 12 years of being on and off ADHD medication for my literal entire life, essentially. And that's insane. And I just don't want to be 95 and be taking ADHD medication. I mean, I don't really know anything about long-term studies or harmful damages or whatever. I don't really want to look into it, but I just know personally, I just don't think I want to constantly be medicating myself. And I did say earlier that I have developed new systems and strategies and those types of things. And I really think that has helped a lot, because I have been formally diagnosed with it for so long. And so something that I should say, and a good segue, I guess, that we're going into, is that medication, I think I said this earlier, medication is there to help, but it's not really there to like heal, because medication is a tool of ADHD management. There are additional tools like systems and schedules and routines that help you to manage your ADD and your ADHD outside of your medication. And I really think that that almost, when I look back, was the driving motivating factor of why I stopped taking my ADHD medication, because I really wanted to figure out and refine my systems to make sure that I was getting things done and I was still being productive and I was doing all of these things, so that eventually later down the road, I could stop taking my ADHD medications, or I lower my dosage, or I could XYZ type of thing in regards to constantly being on stimulants. And so I think that that is why I did that. And I think that it really paid off, because now I think, so for the last like 30 days, I have never been more productive, organized, crossing literally everything off of my list than I have in my life. Big reason that I think that I have been like this is I have really found a lot more structure and a lot more routines and a lot more things that help me to stay organized and on track than just my medication. Obviously, I'm still taking it, so that is a driving factor in it. I really do feel like, for example, my morning routine. I'm gonna do a whole morning routine episode because it really is life-changing for me and has brought me to this point that I'm speaking about now. But my morning routine, I have lately been able to get up and the first ring of my alarm, feel refreshed, don't want to snooze my alarm, actually get out of bed within 5 minutes of my alarm going off. My alarm goes off at 6 a.m. Getting out of bed, getting my life together. I've been making my bed. I've been drinking 4 liters of water a day. I've been feeding myself. I have been giving myself nutrients and like actually cooking myself meals. And I do really contribute a lot of this to my routines that I have figured out and set up around myself. And my morning routine specifically, I purposefully do it without ADHD medication. So it's not like I wake up and pop a pill at 6:06 a.m. Literally wake up at 6, run through my whole morning routine, and then I take my medication at like 8 a.m. And my morning routine consists of a lot of things like meditation and yoga and stretching and writing and reading and fulfilling my brain in a lot of other ways. And I think that figuring those strategies out has really helped me to excel more. Like I said, I didn't want to just be maintaining my life. I wanted to be excelling in my life. And doing that those types of things has really allowed me to excel more. And then I look at it from a different perspective and I go, oh, okay. So that kind of stuff is also helping me to keep up good habits and good patterns, so that eventually if I do stop taking my medication, it's less about my medication made me productive or my medication made me do these things. It's more about I've set these systems up in place. I've set these routines up in place that I will continue doing because they are now routine to me. And I don't need to rely on my ADHD medication as a crutch to motivate me to do these things. Wow, that was actually very profound and very deep. I didn't even have a podcast note for that. That just came right out of my brain. So shout out to the ADHD medication because they are clearly working. On top of my morning routine, I also do have a new type of system and organization that I use for my daily organization of my life. Obviously I have a team. I have people who do things for me so I can more delegate my brain capacity and my like focus and attention to certain things because I know other things are getting taken care of. But I do find that one, the do not disturb function with Apple is the best thing to literally ever happen. I am obsessed with it and I use it all of the time, every single day. Every single day at some point my phone is on do not disturb and it is the best thing to ever happen to me because it allows me to be focused and I'm not seeing the notifications, I'm not feeling my phone buzz, I'm not doing any of those things. I am 100% in with the task that I'm doing. And I think that is another big thing. And let me know if you guys want me to do a new updated kind of like focus techniques type of episode. But I think another big thing is that no longer am I task switching, doing one thing and then clicking over to something else and trying to answer an email and trying to answer someone else. I'm not doing that. I literally come in here and I break my day down hour by hour and I go, okay, between this time and this time, I'm doing this. I'll put my phone on do not disturb. I'll use a time cube. I will give myself those minutes and I will do the task and I will not do the rest of the task. All right, not the rest of the task. I will not do other tasks until the time frame for that task is done. And I think that really has helped me a lot because, like I said, I'm creating systems and I'm creating structure and I'm creating routines that allow me to replicate that when I am either on or off medication. And then, like I said, the medication is no longer the crutch that allows me to make sure that I'm getting these things done. I am the person who is getting them done because I have set up myself with these systems. Like I said, I could honestly go into a whole nother 30 minutes all about systems and organization. So if that is an episode you guys would like to hear, make sure to send me a DM or leave a review or something because I would love to do it for you guys if you guys are interested. All in all, I'm happy to be back on medication. I am happy that it is helping me excel in my life. I am happy that I'm also simultaneously building strategies and doing things that are helping me to really continue to live this like beautiful, rich life that I have. So that eventually too, if I do want to stop taking my ADHD medication, I can do it and I continue it. I can continue it without my meds. That is it for today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to screenshot this episode and share it over on Instagram and tag me at Hey Bitches Podcast. I would absolutely love to chat shit with you guys in the DMs about today's episode. Before you go, make sure to subscribe to Hey Bitches wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you are an Apple Podcast listener, make sure to give the show a 5-star rating and review. It really does help me out and I would really appreciate it. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have an incredible day. And for now, bye-bye, bitch.